USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Barry taking aim at Louisiana, especially New Orleans. Currently a tropical storm, but expected to be a rain-making hurricane when it comes ashore tomorrow. Here's hurricane specialist Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center.
But we're expecting to move very slowly. And that's why we're so concerned about the heavy rain risk. The rain should really begin in earnest overnight Friday into Saturday for southeast Louisiana, and then spread northward into Mississippi.
A magnitude 4.7 earthquake hit a short time ago, 45 minutes outside Seattle in Snohomish County, Washington. President Trump issuing an executive order requiring the Commerce Department to tally U.S. citizens after the courts blocked his efforts to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy is defending the mass deportation raids that are scheduled to begin on Sunday, telling reporters the raids are simply targeting undocumented immigrants who have already been slated for deportation. ICE agents are expected to round up about 2,000 immigrants in at least 10 major cities. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats very critical of the raids, saying they'll terrorize migrant children and tear families apart. There's been a break in the case of missing Kentucky mother Savannah Spurlock, USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Detectives in Kentucky find human remains believed to be that of the body of Savannah Spurlock. The 22-year-old mother of four has been missing for more than 6 months now. A man by the name of David Sparks, 24 years old, under arrest. He is charged with abuse of a corpse and tampering with physical evidence.
Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A controversial citizenship question will not be on the 2020 census, as President Trump had wanted, but the president is taking action to determine the number of citizens and non-citizens in the country in other ways. Trump announcing an executive order yesterday that requires every department and agency in the federal government to give the Department of Commerce records about people's known citizenship. Trump said this method will determine citizenship for 90% of the people in the U.S. He said the information can be used by the Census Bureau to create the official census. The president reacting to comments former House Speaker Paul Ryan makes in a book that's due out on Tuesday. On Twitter, Trump writes the Wisconsin Republican's record of achievement was atrocious and that he left his party in the lurch, both as a fundraiser and leader. Trump tweeting that Ryan quit Congress because he didn't know how to win. In Tim Alberta's book, American Carnage, Ryan is quoted as saying that President Trump knows little of government and said his retirement was an escape hatch purposely to get away from President Trump. And the late rocker David Bowie has been memorialized with a new Barbie doll that Mattel's unveiled as a limited edition, Barbie dressed as Bowie's iconic Ziggy Stardust alter ego. You can get it on Mattel's website for $50. Hey, our website's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.